From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters backed by Turkish artillery Sunday claimed major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul. It was at one point claimed to have seized the full control of the nearby town of Bashika. Peshmerga commanders outside that town told reporters their fighters had entered the city. However, journalists were not able to confirm that. The latest Iraqi coalition advances occurred as visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani and key military commanders. After separate talks Saturday in Baghdad with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Carter also said the U.S. is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraq-led coalition if requested by Iraq and U.S. commanders. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British monitor said there was fighting in several areas along the front that divides the city's government-held west from the rebel-held east. The monitor said Syrian or Russian airstrikes also resumed. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said he had hoped the ceasefire would continue. Fighting in Yemen between government forces and Houthi rebels raged Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemeni border. This is VOA News.